Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place. We're running a little bit late tonight, and so I want to get out all the phone numbers right away so you can call in. The U.S. and Canada toll-free number is 888-228-4494. And the worldwide toll-free number is 1-877-489-6350. And the direct line is 530-776-5154. And I'm broadcasting from bbsradio.com, station number 2 on Sunday evenings at 7:55. And I welcome call-ins. I prefer call-ins. That's how I've structured this radio program. And so if you have anything that you want to talk about, and if we can talk, I can help contribute to the conversation, I'd love to do that. But for the topic tonight, my question is, are you in the right frame of mind? If there's a right frame of mind, does that mean maybe there is a wrong frame of mind? And then, how do you know which is the right or wrong frame of mind? Or is there another frame of mind that we might want to take a look at? So let's talk about this. So the question is, well, what is a frame of mind anyway? Framing your mind is what you have determined. Listen to the word, determined. You have decided. Again, listen to the words. They have a definite meaning. Saying the words determined and decided doesn't mean maybe. The words determined and decided means that you have made a decision. Not maybe you have made a decision. You have made a decision. The definition of decision is the quality of being decided. Firmness. He spoke with decision. It's pretty firm, isn't it? Once a decision has been made, your physical reality will follow it. That is why the word was created. It was to decide. Once you decide to go to the store, you go when that decision is made. Once you decide to go take a walk, you go. Not maybe I'll take a walk. I have decided to take a walk. See how powerful that is? Once you decide to take your life back into your hands, in your guidance, you will. But only you can make that decision. Only you can frame your life your way. Let's look at it this way. Let's take a reel of film. When this reel, the whole reel is blank, right? And there's these little frames, and there's one frame that's blank, and then a space. Another frame that is blank, and space. And another. So we have this huge reel of film with all these blank frames in it. Thousands of them. And they're all separated by a little space. Your mindset, which is when you consciously think about something and then you are determined to do it. That is a mindset. You have set your mind to do what you just consciously thought of. Mindset. You've set your mind. Well, one frame of the real is a mindset because you were using your imagination. You have imaged or stamped a mindset onto one frame of that reel, of your personal film that is your reel, that's your personal reel, and you have just stamped onto a blank frame an image that came from your mindset. It came from your conscious thought. It came from a determination, a decision. In other words, each time you make up your mind, you stamp onto a blank frame of a film that's running in your head. You have just decided what you are going to experience. Once you stamp that blank frame with an image, you have just decided what you are going to experience. All we do all day long is we stamp, stamp, stamp onto our personal film. That's all we do. Blank frame, image, stamp. Once you stamp it, it's done deal. You're going to experience it because you made a decision. You are going to decide, and you do every day, what you are going to see in your life. And that's what we call a frame of mind. Your decisions. All stamped on this this reel. And then as these frames pass in front of let's put it in front of your optic nerve, your eyes are going to cast that image onto your personal screen. Your mind, so your eyes are only seeing what your brain has already imaged. That's how it works. The eyes don't see. They just reflect your thinking process. So when we view things, we are actually viewing one of our blank frames that was stamped with an image. And so we have previously determined what we are going to see, what we are going to experience. The eyes only see what the brain has framed up. So, social consciousness basically lives in the past and the future. And we totally leave out the now. Right now, it seems like, got some listeners out there, that we're living in the now right now. We're focusing on our mindset. We're living in the now. We're not thinking of the past, and we're not thinking of the future. Right now, what we are focusing on is what is going on now. And when you do things now, things happen now. So what we mostly do and what we have learned to do is that we either live in the past or we live in the future. We don't live in the now. And what we do is we pull from our past to create our future. And usually what we do is we create the same old stuff because our past is repeatedly the same old stuff. And then we wonder why we are bored to tears, because that's all we do is live in the past. We think about it, we image it, and it throws us into our future. And the future is always out there. And that's why some of our dreams, our passions, don't ever show up, because we are constantly saying, someday. We never say, this is what I'm going to experience. We say, one day, someday, I will have my dream. And then you determine that, and you have imaged it onto your frame of mind. But where is it? How come you haven't experienced it? We'll get into that in a second. Now, is any of these stamped frames right or wrong? No. They're not right or wrong. There's just what we set up. Set up to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. We have set up to get in our car at 10 o'clock to drive to the store. We have set up on Friday night to go to a movie. Each of these frames is what we're going to experience. So now the only question is, which frames do we really want to experience and which ones you wouldn't mind getting rid of? You can and do change your mindset all the time, every day. So if a frame comes into a preview, that is, you know a certain frame's coming up soon, you're going to view it. So we're previewing. We know that's coming up. Because we're the one that also sets the time frames. You set the time for these frames to come up. You do it. No one else does it. So if a preview of a frame shows up and you decide, you, again, a decision, listen to the words, you decide you want to, again, listen to the words, change your mind, you are going to change your mindset. And you have the power to do that. All you have to do is clip that frame out that you've decided not to experience. You clip that out, and then you just paste the two ends, you splice the two ends together, and the reel keeps going. So if you have imaged onto a blank frame previously, and you've again decided to change your mindset, and you do not want to experience that, all you have to do is cut it out and then keep the reel going, because you've just made a decision that you know, I may have wanted at one point in time, but you have this power again to change your mind. That's all we do. Mindset, stamp, whoops, decided I didn't want to do that. And this is you. You're doing all of this. So once you start the weeding, different frames come out of the picture. And you will, the viewing, the different frames of what you're going to view, you're going to start experiencing the only ones, or viewing the ones that you really want to experience. It's only a matter of choosing which frames that you really want to experience. Some people, you know, they go, I got to go to this family reunion. And I said I was going to call. So you mindsetted it, you stamped it, so now it's in the queue. And then 2 weeks later you're thinking, God, I really don't want to go to this thing. And so all you simply have to do is cut that frame out of your reel and splice the two ends together. And now going to that reunion is not in your experiences of the future because you chose to cut it out. So your frames, your choice, no one else gets to choose from you. This is your life. So you get to choose which frames you're going to experience. And you can cut out as many frames as you want to. And you can slice in as many frames as you want to at any time, anywhere. It's your reel. Cut and paste at will. This is not a big deal. You're creating your life with your frames. I want to give you the phone numbers again. I'd love to hear from someone. Canada and U.S. is 888-228-4494. Worldwide is toll-free at 877-489-6350. The direct line is 530-776-5154. So anyway, there's no limitations on cutting and splicing, and there's no law that says you have to hold down or cut back on your cutting and splicing. This is your reel. This is your frames. There's this power within you that has no limitations. I've been speaking to you about this power within each of us, and most of us have hidden it away in our internal closets. We keep stuffing it. It keeps talking to us, and we shove it back into the closet. And it's going, but, and you close the door. But if you knew how powerful it was, I guarantee you, you would open the door, grab it out of the closet, and say, I am so sorry. I didn't know. And as it's coughing all the dust out of its windpipes and you are hurriedly dusting it off, it says, no problem. I love you unconditionally. And you say to it, I've heard that from others that you love unconditionally and that you are unlimited and you can do anything. And it says, that is true. I can do anything. And then you say, are you sure? Because I have so many things that I need done. And it says, yes, I am sure. I am the great I am. So who is this it? And where does it come from? Doesn't it stand to reason, since it's inside of your head, that you may be basically talking to yourself? Not basically, you are. You're talking to you. You are talking to the power within you. It's within you, so it can't be somebody else, can it? No. So when you hear voices, you are hearing from yourself. You created you. So when you're talking to you, isn't it the powerful you that you've hidden away for so long, that you have forgotten how powerful you are? Isn't it you that is giving the commands on how to yourself? Isn't it you that is giving commands to you on how to live your life? Except there's another voice that you keep hearing that says, let's get out of here. Isn't that voice you? You're in a duality here. One side of you is listening to social consciousness, but that's not really you. Because the real you that you keep pushing back is saying, no, we don't have to live like this. And the other you says, but I have accepted social consciousness limitations. I have accepted that I can't do certain things. I have accepted that I'm not powerful. I have accepted this. This is what I have been taught through the human social consciousness. And you hear this other voice going, but that's not right. You hear the voice that says, that's not right. And you keep on pushing it back into the closet. And it goes back there every time you tell it to go back out. Go back. So the only problem that we have here, that is you not listening to you, but to everybody else around you. You are doing it to you. Here's the kicker. You always live the way you want to live. You do. Because if you didn't want to live the way you're living, you would be living a different way. That's the kicker. Isn't that sad that we do that to ourselves? That we do limited thinking while we have this voice in us screaming to the top of the lungs, that we don't have to live this way. We don't have to be this way. If that wasn't the case, then you would never have dreams, would you? We wouldn't have that capability of living in the future in our brains that we could daydream and get rid and be away from the miseries of our everyday life. What is telling us that it doesn't have to be this way? What is it even the purpose of daydreaming or focusing on a goal if it can't happen? The only way it's not happening is because you are telling yourself that it can't happen. Think about that. You've got two voices going on in your head. One says can and the other one says can't. And 99% of us listen to the can't. What does that say? That we have become weak and powerless. But we still have that one light, that candle that's burning. And it's saying, the light is flickering. I'm still here. We can still make it. We can change these circumstances in a moment's time. All you have to do is have the courage to listen to the powerful side of you. That's all you've got to do. How easy is that? It's an easy / hard. How much longer are you going to listen to the can't side of you? It is a duality, but the only duality, there's no two personalities. The only duality that you have going here is your decision making of can and can. That's the only duality. There's no two entities running around in your head. There's only one entity that can't make up its own mind of what to do. You. You are the only one that can choose which thought process to go with, what mindset to go with, what image that you're going to determine, and you decide which one you are going to do. It's a decision away. You are one decision away from changing your life. Isn't that so? One decision that you can make up your mind of, this is not how I want to live anymore. And when you image that, when you make a decision, when you have decided, your physical reality will follow that. In your eyes will so hard to explain, but your eyes are going to see what your mind has just decided. It's going to come into fruition. It may take a while because you have a lot of frames to go through that you've already imaged. But here's the deal. Isn't it amazing how, and I'm included in this one, how you get frustrated when things don't happen now? That you think these wonderful thoughts and you get frustrated because it's not happening now. Guess what? That is our rightful heritage, if you will. That is how we know things are supposed to work. We have experienced it before. If we hadn't experienced before, we wouldn't get frustrated. So we know that it's a possibility. Where would we get that thought? Why would we ever get frustrated because we had to wait? Where does that come from? It comes from that we know it's a possibility. That is the realness of what is to happen. But we, because of social consciousness, because of the religions, because of all the people that rule over us, they have put us in the can't mode. And if we didn't go into the can't mode, they'd throw us in jail, they'd beat us, they'd torture us to slow us down because they didn't want us to use our powerful self. But now we're starting to get a picture of this. We're starting to figure it out again. We're starting to remember how powerful we are. We are starting to remember instantaneous manifestations. But when we get frustrated, That's another frame. A frame, a mindset of frustration. And so now what we have is our thought process was what we're going to experience, frustration, and the image on the other side. So when we have no frustration in the center of us, we will clearly see what our brain image is. But when we put brain image, going through eyes, going to see what our brain is thinking, we get frustration in the center of that. We get it in between us and our image, and we cloud it up with frustration, and so we have to get rid of frustration so we can clearly see our image on our frame. Our frame of mind image is clearly being projected through our lens so we can see it on our screen. Our screen of life is what I call it. So we just have to train ourselves to train our frame of mind to get rid of cut and paste and get rid of those frames that we don't want to experience. We just cut it out. That's where we get that expression, cut it out. Cut it out. Then we slice it back together, and the only frames that we see on our film is the ones that we want to experience. And we come across a frame that we decide, I don't want to experience this anymore. It's not fun. Cut it out. Why, oh why, do we want to experience frames that aren't fun, that aren't conducive to where we're headed? This is your movie. It's yours. It's nobody else. Nobody else is allowed to come in and cut out frames and paste, splice others in. It's not allowed. The only time it's allowed is if you allow it, but they still can't physically touch it because it's inside your brain. So all you're doing, if they say, somebody else says to you, hey, cut that out, and you go, okay, I'll cut it out if you say so, and then you do it. But who made that decision? You did. Not the guy that suggested it. He may have yelled and screamed and scared you. But the final decision for you to cut it out was yours. And that's what people call about personal responsibility. When somebody says, oh, he made me do it, that is such a cop-out. Because it was your final decision to do what somebody else said. And why did you pick that one person to run your life, by the way? Why don't you just go grab some guy out of Africa and have him run your life or tell you what to do? Or some woman. Just go pick somebody else. Go pick on somebody else. That person that's running your life right now, telling you what to do, turn left, turn right, what to eat, what not to eat, what dress to put on, what to say, what not to say. Who are they anyway? Oh, they're your spouse? Uh-huh. It's not your life. It's your life, it's not their life. And the only person who gave them permission to run your life is you. You're the one that did it. And you are more powerful than that. You have this power within you that you have ignored and you've shoved into a closet. And once you bring it out, once you determine how powerful you are, you will start talking to yourself because you hear it already. You hear voices that says, let's get out of this situation. You hear the voice every day, every hour, every minute. But you also say, I can't, I won't, I can't make it. I don't know what to do. But you do know what to do because you say to yourself, well, if we just do this, 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 and this, we can get out of this situation. And then you say, I don't think I can. And then you say, but we can. Let's do it. I can. And then you say, no, we can't. It's you. You are making the decisions both ways. You're doing the can and the can'ts all in one fell swoop. And all you have to do is cut out the frames that says, no, you can't. Just cut that frame out of your reel. And then the only frames you have left are the cans. And then your physical reality will start reflecting all those cans, won't it? Because it reflects everything that you're thinking now. So if you eliminated all the ones you don't want to experience, why wouldn't it just reflect all the cans? It will and would and any other adjective you want to use or whatever word you want to use. But we've got a few minutes here. I'd love to hear a phone call in from you. It's U.S. Canada is 888-228-4494. Worldwide is 877-489-6350. And the other line is 530-776-5154. So let's keep on talking to you, because that's the only person I can talk to. There's only one of you, right? You are the one that's listening to me and making decisions as you are going along. You are framing responses to what I'm saying your way. I have nothing to do with how you are going to change. Take my words and perceive them and then frame them up on your reel one at a time. It's just you. I'm not talking to the other person that's living with you. So they can make a decision for you, so you can frame your mind around their decisions. This is to you. Each one of us is an individual. And each one of us, believe it or not, makes our own decision, regardless of what anyone else will say. That's how powerful we are. We can turn our life over to someone else. We're that powerful. And we make decision to do that. It's that simple. How simple can it get? Constantly, we are saying to ourselves, this is what I want to do. I would love to do this. I would love to do that. And then we follow those with, but it probably won't happen. I can just dream about it. And so those also get on your frame of mind. And that's what you experience. I don't know how to make it any simpler. I don't know what we need. Because if we all knew how simple this was, if all of us got it, what this world would reflect is just a lot of loving people. We wouldn't know how to be nasty to somebody else. We wouldn't know that. Because we are nasty to other people because we can't handle ourselves. We're angry at ourselves. And we express our anger to take it out on other people. Because we don't know. Well, let me take that back. We do know. Because we hear the knowledge in our head of how to be different, how to have a different mindset, how to have a different frame of mind. We hear it constantly, yet we won't cut out the frames that we don't want to experience anymore. We'll keep rewinding the reel over and over and over again from our past. We never get rid of that movie. It has the same frames on it over and over again. I mean, once it gets to the end of this one scenario, you just rewind it. Actually, you don't even rewind it. It's on a loop. It just keeps playing. get up, go to work, feed the kids, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. It's the same film every day. And you hear your voice saying, I hate this. I want to change it. You hear that voice. You need a new film. You need to take that old film out of your head and fill it with a new reel that's blank. If you have that opportunity, let's say we do have that opportunity. Okay, we're taking the old film out. We re-ran it for the 50,000th time. We know what's on that reel. We are now putting a new reel in our brain, and we have thousands and thousands and thousands of frames that are blank that we can now put a new image on there. What would that new image be to you? I guarantee you, most of you out there listening would change your film so fast if you had the opportunity to have blank frames that you could put anything on it that you wished through your free will. You would not image it up with anything from that old reel. So here I am today, this moment, 8:43 Pacific Standard Time today. You have a new reel in your head. You have blank frames in your head. You can image it at anything that you want. What would you do? I bet a lot of you wouldn't know what to do, because you're listening to the camp sign. C-A-N apostrophe T. You would start doing the same thing that you did on the old film. You would fill each frame up with a can't instead of a can and leave it there. Don't mess with it. Don't cut it out. You just would fill it with one wonderful frame at a time. I mean, you don't have to do it immediately. You can think about it before you image anything onto those blank frames. What would you do? What would you see? What would your brain tell your eyes to see? It's your thought process. It's your brain. What are you going to tell your eyes? What are you going to image on that blank frame? Come on, you can do this. Do something outrageous. Do something that you have never done before. Image it with something that you have never imaged before. And keep filling that frame. One frame after the next. You can do this. You are powerful beyond imagination. You can do it. You can image each frame outrageously with anything that you want. It's your imagination. Use it wildly. No matter what anybody else thinks, says, or does, it's not their life. It is yours. God gave it to you. And this crap about women having to submit to men, that is such, I want to use a lot of those nasty words. That was only men figuring out a way to control women. And all they had to do was say two words. God said, God has sent me a message from heaven, and he said that women must submit to men. Two words. Is this... all those guys running around in the Bible, if those guys... if anybody today would hold a knife to their son's throat and said, God was testing me, he would be in jail so fast it wouldn't be funny. But yet, we believe words in a book that's over 2,000 years old. And we also believe in the boogeyman. I mean, think about it. These are words 2,000 years old. They were God-said books. They left tons out that said, and told you how powerful you are. The Book of Thomas is one of them. They left out the books that told you how powerful you are, not to doubt, not to fear. They left all those books out. A select few guys chose the books that you were reading today and said, because God said, God told me, he came down in my bedroom, I was laying in bed all by myself, not doing anything, and he said, put these books in. And so I'm doing it, and you're supposed to live with it. And then we have all the translations down the line. I mean, it's been translated for how many different times? And then we have to believe the translator that did the latest translation from the translation. And we're sitting here thinking, well, God said women were supposed to submit to men. Are you kidding me? Everybody's an individual, men and women alike. And each one of them are powerful beyond their own imagination. How do we know that? Because your imagination is so powerful. But the problem is we never use it. What it was meant to be used for. We just think about it. And dream about it. And smile when we dream about it. And we talk to our friends about it. Oh my God, wouldn't it be wonderful if. But it will never happen to me. I overheard a conversation today. This woman got to go to an extremely fancy restaurant. I mean, the best of the best of the best. And obviously she had not experienced this experience before. She said, I wanted to get the chef special. It was expensive. But it was only like $40 more than what she was paying for. And so she talked herself out of it because she was limited. Even though she had the special thing, she decided not to spend it on herself. $40, you're not going to miss that in 6 months or 3 months or 10 years. But she took this beautiful experience and gave it limitation. And she mentioned it 3 or 4 times, how she wanted this. Oh, I really, really, really wanted that chef special. It had this and it had that. And you know what? She'll never experience, maybe she'll go back in 2 or 3 months or whatever. But today, she didn't get experience because she lives in lack. She lives in limitation, like most of us. We have not learned. So we had an experience that was right there, was given to us, something she's always wanted to do, and it was delivered, and then she put it in limitation. We do it all the time to ourselves. We put everything into limitation. Instead of listening to ourselves, that's us, talking to us, talking to ourselves, and we just have two different opinions, that's all. The abundant opinion and the lack opinion. Same entity. There's no two entities here. It's the same entity embattled within itself. There's no guides. There's no whatever, I can't think of the word. But it's just you. It's in your head. It's coming from your brain. It's coming from your thoughts. Both sides. It's called a duality. It's you fighting you. Which one of you do you want to win? You're winning on both sides. You win when you say, I can't do that, I'm coming from lack, and that's what you do. You follow that thought. You've just won. You win when you say, oh, let's do something new and exciting, and you do it. You've just won. No matter what thought you follow, you win. You won. Which side do you want to fall onto? If you're sitting on a rooftop and one side says, ah, you can do anything you want, you are so powerful, and the other side of the roof says, oh, no, 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 don't even go there, you can't, you don't have anything. We're coming from lack. And you have to jump off the peak of this roof. Which one are you going to choose to jump onto? Which yard? The anything is possible yard or nothing is possible yard? It's your choice. Jump. Jump off the roof. Make a decision. Stop this going back and forth, this duality within your head. Pick a path. Go down it. Experiment with yourself. Start thinking that you are powerful beyond imagination. Because no matter what you can imagine, you can go further. That's why you're more powerful than your imagination. You can do this. I promise you. You can do anything you want. Be anybody you want to be. All you have to do is do it. It's that simple. It's simple power. Next week, I'm going to open up my my radio program for the first 10 minutes. I'm going to run my CD. It's a Mind Journey CD. And I'm going to run the first 10 minutes, then I'll get on the program. Because I think the first 10 minutes tells you about how you can take a journey within your own mind. It kind of sets it up. And you can do it, that journey, anytime and anywhere, any place. See, when you turn into your brain, when you go within yourself, when you go inward, and that's what these mean, number words, blech, these words mean, to go within, to go inward, to be with you. That's your brain. That's for you to reflect. That's you know, it's like your computer's up there and you're just going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What is in my, what have I inputted into this computer? And the computer, and you go to your Word document and you open it up and go, this is what's in here. What are you going to see? What are you going to read when you go within yourself? What are you going to hear? What MP3 doc or MP3 are you going to open up? And what are you going to hear in there? What are you going to read when you go into your Word files? What have you hidden? What have you formatted? What have you done to this computer that's within your, it's called your brain? What have you filled it with? Because only you can fill it. Only you can input the information in there. It's all about you. You, you, you. Nobody but you. Anybody can tell you anything. Do you have to store it in your database? No. You can erase it. You can erase and cut and slice that frame. So it was you who decided to put all that information into your brain, into your database. Your choice. That's the way it works. It's your computer. Inside your head. What's in there? And who? And the next question is, who put it in there? And the only person who has access to your keyboard is you. No one else has access to your keyboard but you. You're it. Tag. So anyway, getting back to the opening of next week's program, I'm going to play the first 10 minutes. It's of a 45-minute CD, so I'm only going to play the first 10 minutes. And we'll just take the conversation from there and set it up. I think you'll like it. I like it. Everybody that's listened to it like it. But I think I'm going to sign off now. Have a great day. Have a great week till next week. Again, if you hear this recording for next week, it's just for the first 10 minutes. So until then, get reacquainted with yourself. Start checking out your thought processing to yourself. Start taking personal responsibility of what you're inputting to your database. Start cleaning out the cobwebs of frames that you don't want to experience. You may have wanted to do it at one point in time in your life, but now you don't. Cut it out, throw it away, splice the two ends together, and keep the reel going. Until next week, this is Ian. Have a great week. Bye.